Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the at-large social media working group call taking place on Thursday, 17th of December 2020 at 1300 UTC. On our call today, on the English channel, we have Olivier Kwame, Innocent Adrico, Alfredo Calderon, Liana Gaustian, Daniel Nangaka, Priyatosh Jana, Obed Cindy, and Dave Kisson-Doyle. And on the English, on the Spanish channel, we have Lilian Yvette de Luc Bruges. We have received apologies from Joanna Kulesha and Dev Anantilak Singh. From staff side, we have Evin Erdoğdu, Siranush Vardanyan, and myself, Yeşim Nazlar, and I'll also be doing call management for today's call. Our Spanish interpreters today are Claudia and Marina. And before we get started, just a kind reminder to please state your names, not only for the transcription, but also for the interpretation purposes as well, please. And with this, I would like to leave the floor back over to you, Lilian. Thanks so much.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. It is certainly an honor for me to chair this working group related to social media. I would like to welcome all of you for this first call in preparation for ICANN 70. ICANN 70 will require for work from us, and we will do lots of activities. So, let's start with our agenda for today. And then I will give the floor to Evin, so as to start with our work today.
Thank you, Lilian. Evin speaking. So the agenda overview for today, thank you, Lilian, for the introduction. We'll have an ICANN 70 social media working group strategy review. There is a Google Doc that was circulated, and we will actually circulate it for feedback today after the meeting and get your input on it. These are activities that we have traditionally done for the past several ICANN meetings, especially during this these virtual meetings during 2020. And we're also expanding upon those activities to have more regional impact as well, utilizing Spanish. And we'll have an at-large capacity working group social media webinar, which Alfredo will kindly provide some more feedback on. And then we'll wrap up with some action items and a summary of this call before we rejoin again in the new year. So that's the main overview. And unfortunately, as Yeşim noted, Maureen is likely an apology for this call. So perhaps we could just jump into the ICANN 70 social media working group strategy. And thank you, Alfredo. I note your comment in the chat. But yeah, and for those who are unfamiliar as well, the social media working group has a regional leadership rotation. So for each of the ICANN meetings and all the meetings that at-large members are a part of, so three times a year the chair rotates depending on the region of the meeting. And so now we have Lilian with us for ICANN 70 and La Crallo. So thank you so much, Lilian. And yeah, maybe we could go ahead and just open this Google Doc that's linked to the agenda. And thank you also to Sirenush and Alfredo for joining us. And so we could perhaps review this document. So, okay, so Lillian, feel free to jump in at any point, but I can just provide an overview of this document.
Lillian is asking for the floor.
Oh, yes, please do, yes, thank you.
So Lillian speaking. Before reviewing the document itself, I want to thank Daniel, Sirenush, and Alfredo for being at this call, because they are key for this team working. We want to create a team and work as a team. Yesterday, and well, you know, the ICANN 70 will be held in Latin America and the Caribbean, and we spoke about involving next gen and fellows so as to participate actively with our hashtag, on our social media, on our activities. And at the same time, we want to have a greater commitment from our region. The idea is not only La Crallo, but all RALOs to be really involved in ALRASH work. We would like, with Alfredo, to prepare a webinar so as to prepare our community to be more interactive, to have activities that may engage them. And now we can go to the document you were showing. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Lillian. I'm not sure. I can just do a walkthrough of the document and then hand it over to you. For pre-ICANN 70, actually a few more of these are complete now, but there's a list of
yes.
things that this needs to do.
Sorry, Lillian speaking. Yes, go ahead, yes.
Sure. Thank you. Okay, so everyone should be able to see some kind of pre-ICANN 70 task there. This document is a couple pages of things that most of the activity is what we do before the meeting, and then during the meeting we implement. So we will open this document for comments and collaborate with the At-Large Capacity Building Working Group, the ALAC Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement, and thanks also very much to Daniel for joining. He's with us to provide some input from the outreach and engagement perspective. La Crallo and ICANN Fellows and NextGen, hopefully, especially during this past year in the virtual environment, we definitely want to encourage their participation more, and especially in at-large sessions. So we're actually completing number four right now, conducting a social media working group meeting. And then we'll create hashtags in English and Spanish. We already have a couple created that we'll utilize for our regular Twitter competition. And we'll also have a Facebook competition this time around. We'll create Facebook frames for ICANN 70 and the five RALOs. And from this meeting, we hope to get the approval of everyone here on these activities. And there'll also be a Google sign-up spreadsheet for at-large sessions as soon as those are finalized and ready, so probably in the earlier part of 2021. We'll also plan to make two promotional videos for ICANN 70, which will be 30 seconds to a minute with different members of the La Crallo community and their native languages, including English, Spanish, French, and Portuguese. We will, of course, update the website and wiki with the ICANN 70 sessions and create graphics for these Twitter and Facebook competitions, and also send an email to all at-large structures regarding the social media working group activities. And there's a copy of that email in this document as well. And usually the CPWG, which is the Consolidated Policy Working Group, creates talking points for each of the ICANN meetings. And this time we'll kind of try to polish it up a bit with a official communications template, which I'll work with comms on. And we will also have a newsletter or an email that will be sent to the entire at-large community, including the ICANN 70 fellows, NextGen, about ICANN 70 at-large sessions. And finally, the social media webinar with the at-large capacity building working group will take place. Those are the key activities that are planned to be implemented before ICANN 70. And I won't read out the email to all the ALSs, but if I could ask for people to kindly review it, but it goes over some of these activities in more detail. Thank you, Yishin, for scrolling. And yes, so then during ICANN 70, we'll utilize the hashtag ALAC70 for the competition and ask at large as well, just to make the sessions more engaging and interactive on Twitter regarding ICANN 70. And we also ask that everyone take selfies during this time, especially it's not quite certain yet if it will be a virtual meeting or not, but we would still encourage selfies and the most, photos to be shared as well. Thanks again to Siranush for being here, because we would love to plan or just brainstorm how we could possibly collaborate with the ICANN 70 fellows and NextGen more, or what they have planned. And then all of us here would be monitoring social media. As you all know, I would post on the ICANN at large official feeds and then be monitoring for any use of hashtags. And then hopefully all the members would be retweeting and resharing information regarding at large activity. And then on the last day, we would announce the winners of the competition as usual. And after ICANN 70, Lillian, as the chair, would create and distribute a social media report of all these activities. So thanks again. That's the general overview. And I'll hand it over to Lillian and others for comment on this in general. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Evan. I would like to note something down regarding each of the activities that we have thought about or we are scheduling for ICANN 17. The Latin America and the Caribbean region has an excellent host. There will be a virtual host, of course, but we want the meeting to have the spirit that identifies Latin America and the Caribbean. So apart from the traditional activities, we are proposing some new activities so as to be more interactive. Anyway, the most important thing is to achieve a sense of belonging to the at-large community, to have new members, to receive new members, and to work together, to promote team working. For instance, Alfredo will speak about, we have thought about for our webinar. The idea is that from that webinar, or after that webinar, we will have people more prepared to effectively use social media, so that the messages will be conveyed in a more accurate fashion and really stronger for all people reading our messages in social media. This is why it's important to have Alfredo, Daniel, Siranush, and all of you here at this call, because I want to work as a team so that all of us support each other and become stronger. It's important to remember the hashtag. I know that the hashtag for the first time will be in Spanish, because language should not be a barrier for participation. With respect to the talking points, I think it's really important to be supported by Sharadeep so as to create these talking points and discuss with the community. When you were chair, we created one hashtag for each rail. This meeting would be held in Cancun, so the colors will be like a yellow, blue, very bright colors, showing the Latin American spirit, so that there will be some highlighted profiles. As we say here, they will be simple but certainly appealing. And the Facebook frames may also be used, I don't know, in Twitter or in our WhatsApp status. That would be interesting. The videos, the promotional videos. Why this limitation in time? Because a video, if it is long, certainly they don't capture the attention of people. Sometimes when they read that it's 2 or 3 minutes video, they don't watch it. But if we have a message of 30 seconds to 1 minute, we may convey the message, and it may be included in our WhatsApp status and in our own social media. We would like to call the community. I am thinking about one person of the Caribbean speaking in French, another one speaking in English, someone from Mexico, because there will be a message in Spanish. And in the case of Portuguese, I would like some people from Brazil to speak in Portuguese. If the message is in English, a fellow may also shoot a video. And the other video will be with our leaders, Leon, Lito, because they are Latin American, and the chairs of the RALOS, and Maureen, of course. So that will be our list. And talks about graphics. It's important then to perhaps, I don't know, with I think that the staff is waiting for the icon meeting to be open and prepared, so that the image or the logo may also be used by us. And in the video, everyone has to speak in its mother tongue: English, Spanish, French, and Portuguese. It's important to make a relationship with Facebook because there are lots of people in Facebook. The audience is larger, it's more graphic, so it would be good to have pictures, photos there of the place, the meeting, etc. And we are going to work with a communication working group, the Lacralo Communications Working Group. I'm not longer chair in it. Marcelo Rodriguez is now the chair. And I would like to share some activities with Alexandro also, that is the representative of ICANN in Latin America for communications. The idea is to work with them all. As I repeat, I like this to be a teamwork. With respect to, let me see, we would have in a newsletter that would be simple, straightforward, and we should distribute it to all of the mailing lists we may have. We will include there all the activities and all at-large sessions so that people may prepare their schedule. They have it ready apart from the ICANN application so that they may be more active in their participation. And then we have the webinar, as I mentioned before. And during the course of the meeting, I would like you to be really active. I would like you, as members of the social media working group, to act as the engines that fuels all this so that we become known to our community. And by this, I mean including the reports, the awards, the prizes, everything. So I see some comments on the chat, so now I open the floor for more comments. Thank you.
Liliana, I see Daniel's hand is up, and then Alfredo.
Lilian speaking. Okay, of course. We will now then give the floor first to Daniel and then Alfredo. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Daniel speaking. Hope you can hear me loud and clear. Going through the ICANN 70 document that has been developed, I think this is a great guiding document that can be used to be able to expound on the impact of social media regarding to how we can be able to reach out more and engage with the community, especially online. This document also goes hand in hand with the outreach and engagement strategy that was developed and where we look at ways of how we can be able to engage the community online and also to preach the gospel of ICANN at large and also represent the voice of the end users. The previous ICANN 69 was a very good example of how social media could be leveraged on, and I see a lot of these things have been being replicated, which is a great idea, and also this should be able to spur a lot of impact within the region. But to add on more, what brings a very unique value proposition here is that ICANN 70, being in La Crallo, also we need to find ways of how we can have more local community engagement and inclusiveness, because many times we tend to forget about the new members who are trying to understand ICANN. We also try to make, I wouldn't want to use the word neglect, but sometimes because of the busy schedules, we find that we are leaving out the core community members, because through outreach, members are encouraged to understand what ICANN is and also to such that we can be able to raise the numbers. Despite the fact that in various working groups, there is there's a need to promote individual members and also bring in more ALSs. But I think through the social media strategy for ICANN 70, which calls in a lot of collaboration with outreach and engagement and capacity building, at least I'm happy Alfredo is on the call, this will be a good thing that we shall be able to take on. And also, I think during our meeting, our next meeting for outreach and engagement, I'll request that Lillian to be able to do at least a brief presentation on behalf of the social media working group on strategies, and we can also brainstorm more on how we can be able to tap into the potential for collaboration more and more in promoting the various tools that have been highlighted. Also, these tools have also been documented in the communication strategy, which is great. And and I believe that this will really work. Thank you very much.
Lillian speaking. Thank you very much, and Daniel. Your proposal is extremely important. We have considered it among our primary objectives, which is to increase the presence of at-large and the connection with the new members and bring ALS to our community. So note it. We will work more on that. And I will now give the floor to Alfredo. And after Alfredo, Sridip.
This is Alfredo. Gracias, Lillian. Thank you, Lillian, for this interesting approach. And I want to put on the table a couple of comments and ideas. First of all, and I agree with you, Lillian, and with Daniel, that we need to be more inclusive when we have our meetings, being them face-to-face or virtual. Now, since we're having a probably, and we can all agree that ICANN 70 is going to be virtual, even though there's already a vaccine available, that we need to keep in mind that each region has its own language. So my first proposal is that the capacity building working group, especially the webinars team, early next year, probably at the beginning of February, offers a webinar where the best practices when using social media can be explained. The same as we did in ICANN 68 and ICANN 69, where we had Glenn and Shadeep and Natalia prepare a webinar on those tools that are more effective in social media. Now, the additional idea that I have for that webinar is, and I saw this, and I think that Lillian was the one that organized that, she had a presentation, and believe it or not, it was in English and in Spanish. All the slides were divided in two parts. One part was in English, and the other part, replicating the text in English, was in Spanish. So that would even enhance more what we have been doing when we communicate and use English as a working language, although we have interpretation. But it will enhance the understanding of what we're seeking. So having said that, Lillian, my proposal is, first of all, to identify resources from the region that are experts in social media communication tools like Facebook, Twitter, and build on the previous presentations that Shadeep and Glenn and Natalia have developed and have them in two languages. That will make people better understand the ideas that we're trying to bring across. That's my first idea. And I think Halia is on the call, and we can coordinate this as soon as possible so we can get those volunteers and work on that presentation and have it early in February so that the audience can be better prepared and engage towards whatever other activities we're going to have in ICANN 7. My second idea is that besides the Twitter competition, and since Siranushi's on the call, and I know that when we had the meetings face-to-face, we sort of had a similar competition for the most tweets and retweets among the fellows, why not do another category where the fellows and the next gen can also participate in that category and give them a prize or a gift or whatever you want to call it. So initially, those are my two ideas. And again, we need volunteers in the social media working group that are capable of tweeting in English, in Spanish, and in Portuguese to be more inclusive and engage and outreach the community of the La Corallo region. Thank you.
Lillian speaking. Thank you very much, Alfredo. Excellent ideas and noted. One of our banners, I think, will be inclusiveness. I will now give the floor to Shridev, then Hadia, and then Siranush. Shridev, you have the floor.
Thank you, Lillian. This is Shridev, for the record. So basically, from my experience from chairing ICANN 68 till now, what I believe is we have progressed. We have like streamlined things to be done, and we are progressing, learning, and applying things. So the things that I have seen as a challenge is, with the social media contest, we have not been able to be very visual. I mean to say, when I talk about visual, it always comes out at a certain time, late, you know. That way, the communication happens very slow. And that is a problem first. The second problem with the social media competition is we have it is very hard for us to manage the prizes. So if this thing could be managed in a proper way, if the prizes are attractive, people get interested. Now, the second point is regarding social media matrix tool, about using different tools. There are various tools available, and we have to now look into a proper tool, a professional tool in evaluating how we are going about with the hashtags and things like that. Third one is the involvement of the fellows. Fellows are our ambassadors, and I hope this year we will probably have a session with the fellows, the social media working group chairs, and we can collaborate with them and we can engage them, because at the time when the competition is happening, previously when John was around, he used to engage with people, and that used to have a series of Twitters, communication, and things like that. So that needs to be replicated. So we want to use the fellows as volunteers, as well as they can be our working force as well. And communication, I mean to say, the things that we have practiced is from past few ICANN meetings is we have been constantly sending the ALS's representative the information of our social media competition, and I hope that continues with different language as well, and if that can be translated in the different parts of the world in different languages by our leaders with the help of ICANN staff, that could be great. And those are my suggestions. Thank you.
Lillian speaking. Thank you so much. Your experience is really invaluable. There is important your comments. And with your own experience as a fellow yourself, you're giving us a chance to know how this group operates. And with Siranush's support, I think we could carry out great work. In particular, with us from our region, we might be able to disseminate and replicate this information on ICANN and therefore engage more people. I will now give the floor to Hadia. Hadia, you have the floor.
Thank you so much. This is Hadia Minyari for the record. So, of course, great ideas from everyone, and great experience as well. So I'm just going to respond to Alfredo's suggestion in relation to a best practice practices for using a social media webinar. And certainly this is an excellent idea. It's very important as well. And most importantly also, we need to have it as soon as possible so that people can make use of what they learn from this webinar before ICANN 70. And so actually as a group, the webinar team, we have our next meeting on the 7th of January. We are not scheduling definitely any webinars in January, but we could have our very first in 2020 on February the 1st, Monday, February the 1st, and we can schedule that for the best practices for using social media. This is a tentative date. So definitely discuss it as a group in our during our meeting on the 7th of January. But meanwhile, we could work together on that in order to have the webinar on the 1st of February, Monday, 1st of February. If this is good for everyone. Thank you.
Lillian speaking. Thank you. Hadia, excellent, great information. I fully agree with you on what you said, because actually something I discussed with the staff, and we've actually been organizing our activities as scheduled to work things with sufficient time in advance for everything to be conducted in proper form and time, so that we're not rushing in by the end of February or March, so that all things are gradually completed. By the way, I am a social communicator and journalist, but that's my background. I have experience in the development of newsletters, organization of advertising, events and activities. So I'm offering whatever I can provide from my experience to the group and will be happy to help. I will be there on the meeting of the 7th of January to fine-tune the details. As I said on the chat, when we organize the ICANN and the next-gen database, we are still having details from people there, even from other continents. Of course, I have to check with staff this issue of data protection, but perhaps we can use that to invite them to join ICANN and the activities of the Latin American region. I will now give the floor to Siranush. Dear Siranush, you have the floor. We miss you so much, and we hear you.
Thank you, Lillian. Thank you, Lillian, and I welcome everyone for this call. A couple of things from my side. Lillian, you raised up a good point about data protection. Actually, one thing is that definitely clear that a lot of fellows and the participation of fellows in this call makes my words really the point that fellows played an important role, and within not only at large but in within the whole ICANN community, in promoting doing the real important and great work. So first of all, I thank all participants here, including the fellows, because as we said, once a fellow, always a fellow. So fellows are my heroes all the time. The data protection issue, so since the GDPR is in place, you all know that we have some restrictions as as I can to share the contacts of the fellows or their email addresses. Their names are posted publicly on the website, definitely for each meeting. But it's always hard to share their emails to outside of this group. But the point is that I am always here as a liaison with the fellow. So whatever information is there, I'm always happy and open to share with fellows and ask them for the further engagement. For you to keep in mind, for ICANN 70, we have fellows selected from ICANN 67. There will be about 28, 29 fellows who will be newcomers in the sense that that would be their first ICANN meeting considered as their part of their fellowship, one out of three. So they will be all newcomers deferred, who are planned to participate at ICANN 70. After the official announcement, how ICANN 70 will take place, will it go virtual or in person, we will start the activities with the fellows, including the mentoring process. I will be more than happy to start sharing and promoting all the activities which you are planning to do, including the Twitter competition, Facebook competition among the fellows. So you have full my support in this, and when I see the list of activities planned already, I'm just happy to say that it's really a hard work ahead of this whole team, but this is the great start, and this activity definitely will bring more input from the promotional activities will help a lot. Fellows will be engaged with great pleasure, I assume, because the experience showed that they really love this type of activities. So you have all my support here, definitely.
Lillian speaking.
Thank you very much.
I fully agree with you. You will be our liaison. You will bridge the gap between us and fellows next gen. And we will have some private communication with you and the people that perhaps may participate in the video, English, Spanish, French, and Portuguese, each of them in their native language. And we will start building up their participation in our activities. I am fully aware that Fellows has a representation of all stakeholders at ICANN. And when we speak about next gen, there is a great variety because people is related to the ICANN ecosystem from one way or the other. So this is key. You are key for our strategy. So thanks a lot. And I took note of all your suggestions and we will be in close contact. I can see now that Olivier Kouami has asked for the floor. So you have the floor. Thank you very much for being at the call.
Okay, hello. Are you hearing me, please?
Yes,
hello,
yeah.
Are you hearing me? Okay, thank you. Olivier Kouami speaking from Senegal. My comment, please, is about the point 14 of this agenda. You're talking about the social media working group and staff to create a newsletter. So I'm asking the question, isn't it more efficient to collaborate with the regional newsletters producers and to cover this this topic. This is my question, please. Because we will create another newsletter, for me it's like it's too much. So I will advise to collaborate with the newsletters, the regional groups as Afralos newsletters and RALO or the producers of newsletters and to produce something at that point. That's my proposal, please. Thank you.
Lillian speaking. Thank you very much, Olivier. It's a good observation, a good remark that you've made, that based on my experience, I think perhaps it may take some time, but the proposal is that it would be a special issue, a special newsletter. So this social media working group will prepare the newsletter with the information. This will be a special edition. I will be in charge of creating this, and of course I will circulate the newsletter so that all mailing lists will receive this newsletter. It is just a special newsletter. I know that I will issue it really fast. Once I receive all the information, we will share it with the rest of the RALOs. And each RALO may take some information from that newsletter and include that information in the regional newsletter. That will be our collaboration. So thanks for your suggestion. We will discuss it, but the idea is that this will be a special edition. I see three hands up. I don't know if they are new or old, from Alfredo and Siranush.
This is Alfredo. Mine is a new hand, and basically, and I'm guessing that Siranush is going to make exactly the same point. For the fellowship program, there is a daily newsletter that comes out the day after the sessions during that date. So if we collaborate with Siranush, we can enhance that newsletter that is published through the fellowship program and NextGen as well. So if we can organize and coordinate with Siranush, it would be even better. Just so we can have a daily newsletter based on the sessions that are going on. That's my comment, and thank you.
Lillian speaking. Thank you very much, Alfredo. That's a good idea. I took note of that. We'll discuss it, but it's a good idea. And now I give the floor to Siranush, because I see her hand is up. You have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Lillian. Siranush, for the record. Just for clarity issues, Fellowship is not producing a newsletter for any ICANN meeting, I mean separately. We are sharing, we are providing the input and provide for each newsletter, for each issue, one of the fellows to be featured in that newsletter. I'm just sharing and promoting this newsletter among fellows on daily basis. So fellowship program is not producing a separate one. We are just providing the input for the general ICANN newsletters which are produced on daily basis for each ICANN meeting. So it would be better to collaborate with at-large staff who can communicate with the communications team and to make this happen and include it within the general ICANN newsletter published for each ICANN meeting. This is the first thing. Second, when we are speaking about engaging fellows and NextGen, please don't forget that NextGen manager is Deborah Escalera, and she is managing NextGen team. So please, for further, also include her in the communication, so you don't stuck only with fellows, but also NextGen are involved in this information sharing and better prepared for the ICANN 70. And the third point I wanted to say, I guess Sridep made this suggestion to organize the outreach subcommittee session with the fellows separately at ICANN 70. If you come up with a suggestion with the agenda and with the date which works for the team, I would be more than happy to include this in the fellows agenda and make sure that fellows participate in this session. And we can combine this session to engage fellows and next geners to be a part of this session if there is a there will be a final call to have this session for ICANN 70. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Lilian speaking. Thank you very much, Siranush. And, well, I know that the first meeting, there are lots of proposals. We are going to get in touch with Deborah. I have her email, and certainly she's a person that cooperates a lot. She's really committed to next-gen work, and they are one of the key participants for this proposal, maybe the social media working group. So we are going to get in touch with her. You mentioned ICANN newsletter, and this is another important topic to take note. We, of course, will communicate to NextGen and fellows our proposal for social media so as to be in close contact, because I think that the key for this work is to communicate each other and to collaborate with each other. Is there any other hand raised? No, I see none. So, Evan, you have the floor so as to close the meeting.
Evan, I believe you are muted.
I'm so sorry. Yes, I was speaking and then, yeah, sorry about that. So I don't know if we want to recap. I noted some comments from Sridep and others regarding the prizes, so I just wanted to note that and also apologize. We were sending the prizes from the Los Angeles office, and because of the closures due to the pandemic, it was delayed. But rest assured, they are on their way. So now that we have that system in place for sending them from the ICANN office this next time, it will be a faster process. So thank you for raising that. And so I will circulate this strategy for promotion and comment on the social media working group list and then start with these AIs. And I also wanted to note, not all of our ALSs, but some of them do have hashtags. So I can coordinate with Lillian and the regional vice chairs on perhaps linking with their hashtags on social media and partnering with them that way. Back to you, Lillian. Thank you.
Lilia speaking. Thank you very much, Evan. So as to close the call, I would like, first of all, thank you all for being here. Really, very good ideas, very good suggestions. and a very good reception of those ideas and suggestions. As I didn't say, we need to wait and see what happens inside ICANN, how things are developed, and then we, of course, prepare a program on that basis. So, first of all, we will check all the suggestions made in this meeting so as to upload the draft Google Doc open for comments. And the idea is to schedule another meeting so as to approve this work schedule for ICANN 70. We will closely cooperate with the people in communications. We will get in touch through Skype, the mailing list to the members of the social media working group. That's like over 40 members, and the idea is that all members may have an active participation. So, Evan showed the Google Doc for the next meeting. I know that we have the holiday season now, so I don't know if the staff will take some days off. So on that basis, we will schedule our next meeting. And we will start scheduling the internal communication that we are going to have with various groups so as to support each other and to implement this agenda. Once again, then, thank you for being here, for participating in the call, and we are still committed to this group. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jesse, Mevin. I think that we may close the call.
Lilia, this is it. She's speaking. I see Alfredo's hand is up before we close the call. Alfredo?
Okay, Alfredo, go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry, but I do need to press that for the webinar. The webinar teams has a workflow, and it needs some time in order to have the webinar scheduled for February the 1st, if that is the tentative date, or even February the 8th. So my request for you, Lilian, is to identify the speakers for that webinar as soon as possible so that we can get in contact with them and confirm the date and the process that needs to take place to schedule that webinar. Thank you.
Lilian speaking. Thank you very much. Yeah, this is really very important. Yes, before the meeting of January 7th of the webinar working group, it would be great if we have some names for that webinar. Yes, so you're right. This is really very important. And see, to schedule the webinar for the first week of February is key because people will get ready on time. So we may start then working with the social media strategy. So, Evan, you have the floor to close the call.
Oh, thank you, Lillian, and thank you, Alfredo. Well noted. We will coordinate with the CBWG on scheduling the social media webinar. So just wanted to thank everyone again, and as Lillian noted, we'll schedule the next call for the new year as soon as we all reconvene. So thank you all so much, and stay tuned.
Thank you all. Bye.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much
for
the call. I really thank all your comments, and have a good day.